Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
More fun, more country. Thunder and P-Team, we got second date update a little before 7:40. We're on hold for Justin Moore, who is also, he does radio. He does a sports talk show in Little Rock.
Love it.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, guys.
Joining us is one half of the morning radio show, 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh!
Justin Moore!
You're still on the air down there in Little Rock, aren't you, Justin?
I am. Yeah, not today, obviously. It's been fun, man. I've enjoyed it. A lot of people don't realize I'm probably as passionate and love sports just as much as I love music. I just stopped growing at 5'6", so didn't get to play it outside of high school, so... But, it's been a lot of fun.
All right, we'll save the sports talk for this morning because we want to help push This Is My Dirt by Justin Moore to number one.
Are we talking, if this gets there, are we talking 11 or 12 number ones for Justin Moore?
You know, it's as humble as I can say it would actually be 13.
Oh, man, lucky 13, buddy. Yeah, Baker's I'm sorry I shorted you on that.
No, I don't know. That's always a weird thing. How do I bring this up?
Humble bragging.
That's why I say as humble as I can be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that, to be honest with you, except they've been telling me that all morning. So,
That's great.
In all seriousness, to have done this now, next year will be our 18th year to do this. I signed my record deal in 07, and to still be out doing it in any capacity, much less this one, is amazing. And that's only possible because of, obviously, the fans. But you guys at Country Radio have been so great to me over the years. And to have 12, 13, whatever it ends up being at the end of the week, number ones and, 20-plus top 10 records is just it really is mind-blowing to me. I just kind of pinch myself and go, how in the heck did I wind up in this spot, and I'm super thankful.
And to be honest, you're so authentic, and I think you do real country music at a time where real country music has maybe been, I don't want to say in question, but certainly not always at the forefront.
You're kind of going against the grain a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, when I first started, it was still real traditional. And now it's kind of swung back that way to a degree. But during the middle part of my career, it was when the bro country stuff was happening and rap country and the super heavy rock type stuff, and there's not a bad thing about any of it. I mean, there's, it is what it is. There's an audience for all of it. We just kind of said, hey, we're just going to keep doing what we do and let the chips fall where they may. And the fact that you guys stuck with us throughout that period where to stick with a guy who was right down the middle, traditional, TV has never been great to me, but radio has always been great to me. So,
all right, coming up, the three words from one of Justin Moore's songs that he fought against but ultimately became maybe the most famous three words of any song he's ever recorded.
Awesome.
And that's coming up in 3 minutes.
He had hard work caked on his overalls.
Jesus is my dirt.
This is my dirt, and this is our air.
Sure it is.
Everything Country, 102.9 The Wolf for Thunder and PT. We're talking to the guy who just sang that song, Justin Moore. It's going for, hopefully, number one by the end of the week. let me ask you a question about one of your other number one songs. The ones that didn't make it back home, I can imagine that you've had, there's got to be at least one story of a Gold Star family of a fallen vet who have come to you and told you how important that song or how meaningful that song was to them. Is there a story that sticks out for you?
So many, you know, and I've always talked about with if heaven wasn't so far away and the ones that didn't make it back home, you know, it's really awesome to experience a number one record, and it's great for your career, and it, you know, boosts your touring numbers a little bit here and there. There are a lot of really neat things about having a hit, right? A number one song or whatever, but when it transcends that and it changes people's lives, and they tell you that in the grocery store or Walmart or in meet and greets, that's a whole different ball game. And for us, you know, there's a lot of artists who don't get to experience that one time in their career, and for us to have a couple of those is pretty amazing. It would be very difficult to pick one just because there have been so many. But most of the time it's, hey, I lost either my child or my spouse, and this song helped me get through this difficult time, or it helped me cry when I needed to, or it helped me laugh when I needed to, you know, the green bean casserole line.
Sure. Yeah, we play it.
Laugh or, you know, whatever. So it kind of reiterates, and I know this, and you guys know this, but country music is super powerful. And it just kind of reiterates that to me each time I hear a story.
Well, it's our favorite three words in all of country music, man.
Green bean casserole.
We isolate it. Every Thanksgiving, every time we play it.
Green bean casserole.
We love it.
You know what's funny about that is I fought so hard against that line when writing that song. And the song was my idea,
yeah.
And I came back, and we're writing this song, and the two guys I'm writing the song, I'm like, guys, that is stupid. I love Green Bean Casserole, but that is really stupid. And they're going, dude, I'm telling you, this is a great line. And for everybody that comes to the meet and greet now, it's like, I love that Green Bean Casserole song. And I'm like, I was dead wrong.
Man. At least you can admit
if you were from Minnesota, you'd have to say like tater tot hot dish.
Tater tot hot dish.
Oh, man.
All right.
Hey, so good.
Justin, we love you. Best of luck on your morning show, and we can't wait to see you down the road here. I know, hopefully before, but August 16th at Corcoran Country Days, it's 10 months away from
that'll
today.
Work too.
It'll work too. So, Justin Moore, best of luck. Congratulations.
You need 10 months to prepare for me.
I love it. All right. All the best.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all's time.
You bet. We'll see you down the road, Justin. Thank you. Justin Moore,
yeah,
everybody.
Girl, I know I don't know you, but you're pretty little eyes so blue.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.